The elder statesman of the peace activist, of the brilliant singer-songwriter, Richie Havens. Richie Havens passed away on April the 22nd, earlier this week in 2013. He was 72 years old. What an amazing life. What a wonderful performer and what an important influence in the culture and the music of our times. Today's program is a rebroadcast of a show I did when Richie had first released his last CD, Nobody Left to Crown. I'll carry you through the hurricane waters and I'll remember you in the blue skies. Richie Havens, yes, an amazing performer. That song, Hurricane Waters, was written by a man named Clarence Greenwood. And even though Richie Havens didn't write that song, he has a way of performing music that is really astounding. He can take a song and he can make it his. And he does that so incredibly well. He's also an amazing songwriter himself. That was from his most recent recording. The name of the album is Nobody Left to Crown, and he recorded that and released it in 2008. Richie Havens was born in 1941. That makes him 70 years old this year. So many of our great songwriters are just now reaching that age. You know, Bob Dylan just turned 70. And, you know, Bob Dylan and Richie Havens were friends a long time ago back in Greenwich Village. Richie Havens had a... It wasn't given easily to Richie Havens. He was born in Brooklyn in an area of town called Bedford-Stuyvesant. A rough part of town. A harsh world. He had 9 children in his family. And when the other kids are out on the streets... doing God knows what, Richie Havens is out on the streets singing. Richie Havens starts to form small groups of singers singing doo-wop music on the streets of Bed-Stuyvesant when he's just a young kid. By the time he's 14 years old, he's singing in a gospel group called the McCrae Gospel Singers. Okay, so that's like the mid-50s. And he starts to go into New York's Greenwich Village. And he sees it as a place to escape. And here's a quote. Here's what Richie Havens has to say about Greenwich Village in those days. Quote, I'd first gone there during the beatnik days of the 1950s to perform poetry. I drew portraits for 2 years, and I stayed up all night listening to folk music in the clubs. It took a while before I thought of picking up a guitar. So Richie Havens starts out as a poet, and the beats are all about poetry. You know, there they are with their berets and the spoken word and the bongos and everything. And then the folk music is swirling around. And by the time Richie Havens picks up a guitar, he decides to tune it to an open E tuning, and he strums for all he's worth. And he's playing down there in Greenwich Village, and he gets to know Peter, Paul, and Mary, and he gets to know Bob Dylan, and he meets a man named Albert Grossman. And Albert Grossman signs him to his very first recording contract on the Verve Forecast label. And Richie Havens records and releases his first album in 1967 called Mixed Bag. Just a word about Albert Grossman. Albert Grossman managed an incredible array of artists in the early 60s. Odetta, Peter, Paul, and Mary, John Lee Hooker, Ian and Sylvia, Phil Oakes, Gordon Lightfoot, along with Richie Havens, Todd Rundgren, The Band, The Electric Flag, Jesse Winchester, Janis Joplin, and in 1962, Bob Dylan signs a contract with Albert Grossman. So it's no wonder that on Richie Havens' very first recording, he records a Bob Dylan song. On almost every album since then, Richie Havens has sung the music of Bob Dylan. On this very first recording, Mixed Bag, he also records a Lennon and McCartney composition. He does the Eleanor Rigby. So let's listen to these two songs from the 1967 Mixed Bag on Verve Folkways. This is Richie Havens singing Bob Dylan's Just Like a Woman and the Beatles' Eleanor Rigby. Richie Havens.
Nobody feels any pain. Tonight as I stand inside the rain, everybody knows the baby's got new clothes. Lately I see her ribbons and her bows, and the problem from her curls, she takes just like a woman, and she makes love just like a woman, and she aches just like a woman, but she breaks just like a little girl. Queen Mary, she's my friend. I believe I'll go see her again. Ain't nobody has to guess that baby can't be blessed till she finds out that she's like all the rest. With her fog, her amphetamine, and her pearls. She takes just like a woman. Yes, she does, and she makes love just like a woman. And she aches just like a woman. But she breaks just like a little girl. Oh, it was raining from the first, and I was dying there at first, so I came here. And your long time curse hurts, but what's worse is this pain in here. I can't stay in here, ain't it clear? Oh, I just can't live. I believe it's time for us to quit. And when we meet again and introduced as friends, please don't let on that you knew me when I was hungry and it was your world. Oh, you fake just like a woman. Yes, you do, and you make love just like a woman. And you, hey, just like a woman, but you break just like a little girl. You break just like a little girl. You break just like.
Rigby picks up her rice in a church where a wedding has been. It's in a dream. Sits by her window wearing a face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All those lonely people, where do they all come from? All those lonely people, where do they all belong? Father McKenzie writing the words to a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, donning his socks in the night, and there's nobody there. What does he care? All those lonely people, where do they all come from? All those lonely people, where do they all belong? Oh, look at all those lonely people. Oh, look at all those lonely people. Eleanor Rigby died in the church and was buried along with a name. Nobody came. Father McKenzie wiping his hands of the dirt as he stands by the grave. No one would stay. Oh, all those lonely people, where do they all come from? All those lonely people, where do they all belong? Where do they all belong? Where do they all belong?
All right, so Richie Havens, he continued to record the songs of Bob Dylan on almost all his subsequent albums. And, you know, Bob Dylan, he knew Bob. And when Richie Havens first showed up in Greenwich Village, he didn't go there as a singer-songwriter. He went there as a poet, down with the Beats. And he has a very interesting quote about Bob Dylan. And I think it was Bob Dylan that showed him how a poet can become a musician. This is from an interview that Richie Havens gave in 2007 to the online magazine The Hook. This is what Richie Havens has to say. I was so thankful for Bob. I knew him personally. My sense was, this guy is a great poet. Then I changed that to, this guy is the poet who actually got to sing his poetry. That change, getting to sing what was pure poetry, really gave me a foundation. So not only is Richie Havens a consummate performer, such a unique style of vocal delivery, but he's also a poet and then a songwriter. So on this very first album, this mixed bag recording, he does an original composition called Adam. Adam was the first man. And we're about to listen to this song. And the interesting thing that I want you to notice is that this song has got a tabla, the Indian percussion instrument tabla, in this song. So this is a Richie Havens composition called Adam.
In the dawning wakening hour, he'll lift his head and brush his eye with gentle stroke that will only blindly mislead him into the first day of creation.
which he only sees in limitation. Now he sits upon his empty bed, his heart is warm, his heart is full, and he can see. But it is impossible for him to retain me, for his arms are without form. He cannot know as his mind cries out, answer. Now he's standing inside the doorway. He is afraid, but he believes all that he sees. On the floor, where everything is merging, and the pictures he sees are tragic, as he begins to believe in magic. Now he lies down in a hole, down in the ground, where it is cold, and now he knows. Now he realizes his biggest mistake, that he never had to grow old, and never had to grow cold. And
Richie Havens, 26 years old, his first album, Mixed Bag. That song was his composition called Adam. And I hear a really kind of Middle Eastern-y, Indian influence in that music, you know, and the tabla playing and everything. It's a very interesting style. And he chooses that style for his own original composition. There it is. I've got the cover in front of me. And there's Richie Havens. He's 26 years old. And he is dressed in a blue blazer. He's sitting on a wooden stool. He's got his Guild acoustic guitar in his lap. He's got his beautiful hands folded and his very serious face looking straight forward. So beautifully groomed. Kind of looking very, I don't know, collegiate or something. And that's his first album in 1967. 1968, his next album is called Something Else Again. And now, on the cover, we see Richie Havens in a white gauzy Moroccan embroidered shirt with sandalwood beads, and he's playing a sitar, and he's got his eyes closed and his head's back, and he's apparently gone through somewhat of a transformation. He looks like the quintessential hippie on the cover of this album. And I wanted to play the title track from this album, Something Else Again, because this is another original Havens composition. And it's interesting because he was the first person that I knew that ever used tabla in a recording. Well, you know, George Harrison was experimenting with the sitar in the mid-60s about this time. And sure enough, Havens actually plays the electric sitar, the tambura, the guitar, on this album, and we're about to listen to the title track, and it uses the sitar extensively, and I think it's a really unusual approach in the music of the time. So once again, Ritchie Havens from his second recording, Something Else Again. Ritchie Havens.
Thank you.
Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Today's program is a tribute to Richie Havens. He was 72 years old when he passed away recently on April the 22nd in 2013. Today's program is a rebroadcast of a show I did when he released his last CD, Nobody Left to Crown. So, Richie Havens. By 1969, Richie Havens has released 5 albums. And then he becomes an internationally known star. He performs on the famous Woodstock concert. He actually is the very first performer on the Woodstock concert. And he plays for almost 3 hours. And what's happening is that because there are so many people there, a lot of the artists are being delayed. So he keeps getting called back for an encore and another encore. And you know what? He runs out of songs. So he starts to improvise. And he comes out and he improvises a song based on the old spiritual Motherless Child. And the song is called Freedom. And this launches Richie Havens into international stardom. I have a quote from Richie about the Woodstock concert from that same interview in January 2007 with The Hook, the online magazine. They ask him what he remembered about Woodstock, and he makes a clear distinction between the pro-peace and the anti-military, the anti-war movement. And this has become an even more distinction. In the people that I know that are involved in the peace movement, this really sums it up. Here's what Richie Havens has to say about Woodstock, quote, "It was a completely surreal happening. They expected 60,000 people, which would have been big anyway, but by the time I got there, there was 520,000 people. In the movie, we only see the front field, but at the top of that hill was a road, and on the other side of that road was another field that you don't see. They made sure to only film one side of the hill in order to cut our numbers down, but it didn't work. Because we all knew everyone was there. The irony is that if the army hadn't brought the bands out, there wouldn't have been a Woodstock. We were supposed to be military haters, because that's what they wanted us to appear to be. But we weren't that. And the soldiers found out that. We were pro-peace, not anti-military. And we still are. Richie Havens, Freedom."
Let's welcome Mr. Richie Havens.
Alone, way life I'm almost gone. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Yeah, long, long, long way, way from my home, yeah, yeah. Clap your hands, clap your hands, clap your hands, clap your hands.
You can feel the electricity. It's like lightning striking. Such an amazing energy. Richie Havens stands on stage and he opens his heart and he channels the energy of all 500,000 people in that performance. Astounding. And that's the way the whole world felt. He becomes an internationally known figure at that time. He starts his own record label, Stormy Forest. He starts to show up on TV. He's on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, and he plays on The Tonight Show. And the audience is so excited that after the commercial break, you know, they're still applauding. And Johnny Carson invites him back for the following night. You know how the Beatles were on The Ed Sullivan Show? Well, Richie Havens goes on The Ed Sullivan Show. Amazing. He starts an acting career in the 70s. It's amazing. He's featured in the original 1972 stage presentation of Tommy. You know the Who? Pete Townsend, the rock opera? Richie Havens was in the original production. He appears in a 1974 film called Catch My Soul. He plays Othello, the Moor. He appears in Greased Lightning with Richard Pryor in 1977. And in 1987, he plays a role in the Bob Dylan movie, the one that Bob Dylan wrote and produced and stars in, The Hearts of Fire. So to follow the Bob Dylan connection even further, there's an amazing movie about Bob Dylan that was released in 2007, the Todd Haynes movie called I'm the Not There. And, you know, that's the one where Cate Blanchett just practically transforms into Bob Dylan. Well, you know what? Richie Havens is in that movie, too. In 2008, that song that we just heard, Freedom, he performs that song, Freedom, at the 2008 Cannes Film Festival in a tribute to the jury president that year, Sean Penn, who is a very big fan of Richie Havens. That same year, he also performs in London at the Ontario Blues Festival in 2008. That same year is the year that he releases his most recent album, Nobody Left to Crown. We started to listen to that album at the beginning of the show, so we're going to hear some more tracks from the most recent album by Richie Havens. Let's hear an original Havens composition. This song is called Fates. And after that, we'll be hearing a song from The Who's Pete Townsend, when The Who recorded You Won't Get Fooled Again. Richie Havens does a performance of that song on the Nobody Left a Crown album. Let's listen to both those tracks. Richie Havens' composition, Fates.
He has religion with no compassion to make decisions of every passion. He's got his yachts, he's got his mansions, he's got his servants, he's got expansion. They keep on talking, they're oh so proud. They keep us walking, they scream so loud. They own the venue, they own the crowd. He's got his factories, he's got his slaves, he's got his profits, he owns our cave. He has his prisons, he has his gates, he has his judges, they have our faith. They divide nations, they freeze the heart, self-manipulation, right from the start. They give permission, others do their part. fighting in the streets with our children at our feet. And the morals that they worship will be gone. And the men who spurred us on sit in judgment of our wrong. They decided when the shotgun sings a song. I'll tip my hat to the new constitution. Take a bow for the new revolution. Smile and grin for the changes all around. Pick up my guitar and play just like yesterday. Then I'll get on my knees and pray. We won't be fooled again. Hey, the change, it had to come. We knew it all along. We were liberated from the fold, that's all. And the world looks just the same. History just ain't changed. Cause the banners, they are flown in this next war. And I'll tip my hat to the new constitution. Take a bow for the new revolution. Smile and grin for the changes all around. Pick up my guitar and play just like yesterday. Then I'll get on my knees and pray. I'll move myself and my family aside. If we just happen to be left half alive, I'll get my papers and I'll smile at the sky. Though I know that the hypnotized never lie. That looks any different to me. And the slogans are replaced by the lie. And the parting on the left, and now they're parting on the right. And the beards have all grown longer overnight. And I'll tip my hat constitution, take a bow for the new revolution. Smile and grin at the changes all around. Pick up my guitar and play just like yesterday. Then I'll get on my knees and pray.
Richie Havens, We Won't Get Fooled Again. That's by The Who's Pete Townshend. That's from Richie Havens' most recent album, Nobody Left to Crown. And right before that, we heard his original composition from that album called Fates. You know, Richie Havens, very active. He co-founded the North Wind Undersea Institute, which is an oceanographic children's museum on City Island in the Bronx. And that foundation led to the creation of another organization, which is called the Natural Guard. And the way Richie Havens describes that organization is, it's, quote, a way of helping kids learn that they can have a hands-on role in affecting the environment. Children study the land, water, and air in their own communities and see how they can make positive changes from something as simple as planting a garden in an abandoned lot. Richie Havens published an autobiography in the year 2000s, and the title of the autobiography is They Can't Hide Us Anymore. I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then, today's program, a tribute to Richie Havens. Havens had been performing in 2009. He was at the concert in honor of Pete Seeger's 90th birthday. In June of 2009, he was at the 5th Annual Mountain Jam Festival, hosted by the Allman Brothers Band. In July of 2009, he performed at the Woodstock Tribute Festival in Ramsey, New Jersey. In August of 2010, he was at the Music Fest in the Moravian College in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. He was constantly performing. In March of 2012, he announced that he was going to have to stop touring, and he passed away on April the 22nd on 2013 at his home in Jersey City. He was 72 years old. The BBC called him a Woodstock icon. His friend Stephen Stills from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young said, quote, Havens could never be replicated. The Daily Telegraph said that Havens made, quote, an indelible mark on contemporary music. And in the New York Times, the article by Douglas Martin said that Havens had riveted Woodstock. Let's listen to one more song from Richie Havens' Nobody Left to Crown. This is called One More Day.
This life you are to me, your kiss so clear as the crystals of the sea.
Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed today's program, and thank you so much for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from The Cooperage, 1030 Main Street, Honesdale. Be entertained, be challenged, Be inspired. TheCooperageProject.org.
You're listening to award-winning hydro-powered radio. 90.5 WJFF Jeffersonville and 94.5 W233 AH Monticello.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from New Hope Community in Loch Sheldrake, enhancing the lives of people with intellectual and other developmental disabilities, newhopecommunity.org, and from Global Natural Foods, importers and distributors of healthful ingredients to the food and beverage industries.
Welcome. You are tuned to hydro-powered public radio in the Catskills. I'm Angela Page, and this show is Folk Plus. Welcome, those of you who love folk music. I hope you love it as much as I do. Today on this hour of Folk Plus, a lot of variety. I want to play a little excerpt of Richie Havens speaking. Of course, Richie played the Woodstock Field August 16, 69. Changed his whole career, just launched, skyrocketed him into a superstar. And I'm recording this show